time. Welcome to Live 95. It's time now for our sports program, Sports Talk Live. You're listening to WRJM LP Coleman. Sorry for the slight delay. I'm going to say we had some technical difficulties. We had to recouple and reconcentrate our Heisenberg compensators here. And that was a little more advanced than I thought it was going to be. So anyway, Sports Talk Live brought to you in part by our friends at People's Bank, who bring you Ayers Moolah as well as the Player of the Week. Alpha Insurance Agent Cynthia Phillips, AK Reynolds, Cyber Broadband, Fuller Optical, Michael's Flowers and Gifts, Morton's Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissors Salon, Tommy Warhurst at the Warhurst Agency, your Farmer's Insurance Agent, and me, Jay Fuller, the owner of Live 95. Here are your hosts for Sports Talk Live, Jason Spiegel, Ronnie Barnes, and our Chief Engineer, Jordy LaForge.
Thanks, Jay, and welcome everybody to our favorite edition of the week, the Thursday edition of Sports Talk Live.
You got it. Glad to see you, Jason.
I come in here on a rolling hurricane or mania or something.
I heard the gravels out there when you were pulling in.
Running a few minutes behind, but I have a good excuse.
Hey. A man that runs his own business, you never know what's coming up.
That's it, but it was nothing work related.
So it's just personal why you were late, don't you tell me?
Actually, happy birthday goes out to my wife today.
Oh, 39 and
39 years old.
Well, wonderful.
And she started taken young. Care of some of the stuff earlier today, but had a couple of things I needed to take care of this afternoon. So that's anyway, right. And then everybody in Coleman County was in my way.
Hey.
Still technical problems here. We're running a lot to do on today's show.
That's it. But happy birthday to Kathy.
Yeah, happy birthday, 39, to Kathy.
That's right. Well, she started young having kids, didn't
that's
she?
That's right, because Brittany's up there at about 26 now. So we might want to raise her age
just a little bit.
I might be in jail if not. Anybody that believes 39, give me a call and I'll talk to them about some oceanfront property in Tennessee.
In Bremen.
Yeah. Actually, got to tell this, not too long after we were married, we were in Decatur, back when I was young enough to play softball. We were playing in a softball tournament and spent the night.
That's a long time. Spent the night in Decatur.
In Decatur.
Hey, that's a big trip back then.
At that time, that was all we could afford.
I heard that.
But there was a little boy probably, and she's going to kill me for telling this, but he was probably 10, 11, maybe 12 years old, and he kept following her around the swim pool, and I was doing my usual thing, just sitting in a chair there by the pool.
In the shade.
And the little rascal ends up asking Kathy, he said, "Is that your dad sitting up there?" And I wouldn't, at that time, wasn't 21 years old. Yeah.
You're just a kid yourself.
Now it would be her great-grandpa,
exactly.
I guess.
Is that your daddy?
Running today, Dan Vosta, Greg Smith, and Rex Chambers all join us. It's a busy day, but good day for us.
A great day, absolutely. One closer to the weekend, and hey, some impressive college football for Alabama and Auburn this week.
Oh,
there'll be some nail biters.
I'm telling you, there'll
be a lot of money lost.
It wouldn't surprise me if Auburn is not a nail biter. I've looked into Auburn a little deeper since our last show, and we'll run through some things later on in the show. But
so you don't feel any better about it?
Not really. I don't know what the line is. I'm going to look that up, see what the Auburn Sanford line is, but I wouldn't take it. I don't know what it
no
is.
No matter what it was,
yeah,
you wouldn't
take
it. What if it's even?
I might take that.
You reconsider that one. Is that what you're telling me? Oh, man.
Florida, a lot still going on in Gator country.
Yeah, so. Nothing surprising there, though.
And Florida State. And the good news about the Florida State incident, the shooting this morning or late yesterday afternoon.
Now, I don't know.
You haven't heard that?
I have not heard this.
Florida State campus, there was a gunman on the campus, and he, I think, shot and injured two or three people.
Oh, goodness,
nobody,
no, I have not heard that.
Nobody killed. But
Is it a student or just some lunatic?
Sure. I haven't heard that. But he, police found him out front of the library, I think it was.
I heard he was an alumnus, and that's basically all I've heard.
He was probably ticked off about Jameis Winston.
I must have.
But the police found him outside, standing outside the library, pulled their guns on him, had their guns on him, told him to drop his weapon, and the dummy fires at the police. Needless to say, he's no longer with us.
Wow.
And
But
the good news on that part is, as far as I know, no deaths, but it wasn't Jameis Winston.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's really good. So, but two students was injured by this guy.
Yeah, isn't that right, Jay? Two or three injured, but nobody dead?
Three injured.
Wow.
And it's just the crazy world we live in. And, folks, we're not immune to that. You know, was it, UAH had the shooting?
The former professor, you know. And then you had the Virginia Tech, you know, several years ago where – guy goes out and starts shooting them. You know, it happens unfortunately, I don't know if to say all the time, but it happens certainly every year.
Four or five times a year, I would say.
You know, and the sad part about it, the first time you hear about it, you're just overwhelmed. You know what? And the more you hear about it, the less shocked you are about it, you know? I mean, I'm not saying that's the right way to be, but, the shock just kind of wears off. And
Ronnie, you have been in education for years and years, not going to say how many years away your age, but what gets me about this, we have the money, the federal government has the money to study the breeding habits of a snail and muskrats and all this, and we don't have the money to make our schools safe.
Yeah.
And I know there's only so much you can do.
That's true.
There's only so much you can do,
right. But do everything you can do.
And I don't think that's being done right now.
Well, no, it's not in every, certainly not in every school. And, you know, again, Jason, you know as well as I do because you've been around school all your life and your kids. And if some, and it doesn't happen, I'm not necessarily saying a student. It doesn't, because many times, you know, sometimes it's not even the student. But if a person, whether it be student, a faculty member, somebody in the community, whatever the case may be, if they want to hand out that kind of horror and terror at a school, they're going to do it. You know, but we need to be able to, in the world of education, we need to be able to minimize the amount of damage they can do.
Right.
You
think here in Cullman, Cullman County, that we would be pretty safe from that. But, folks, there's lunatics here in Cullman
County.
You better
believe
it. Like there is any other county.
Absolutely.
If you don't believe me, go up to Walmart sometimes.
Or anywhere.
And, by the way, I'm ready to say, after visiting Walmart today,
you done?
I'm ready to say, anybody who buys their groceries at Walmart needs
to have a cycle.
I've got family. My daughter does it. My wife, not very often, but every once in a while. My mother does it. My sister does it.
Yeah.
But, folks, there's something wrong upstairs if you're in Walmart fighting those people to buy groceries.
Just go at a time when maybe it's not as crowded, like 2 in the morning.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. If you're awake between midnight and 5 a.m., that's fine. And now that Christmas has rolled around, I bet you can't even get in there at midnight to 5 a.m.
I tell you what, I can't wait on Black Friday, son. I'm going to get me some of that.
Oh, yeah, you know I'm going to be all over.
I'm going to be there. That's exactly right.
I have.
I can't wait to
been
get
told
to
we are keeping Emma for Brittany to do her thing on Black Friday.
Oh, she's a Black Fridayer.
Oh yeah,
I can see that.
Yeah,
she's mentally drained.
Yeah, that's it. I hope she's listening.
Oh, yeah, that's what I want to do, stand in line, get a 50-inch TV for $199 and get it broke for and get out with it.
And have to fight to get it.
Yeah, exactly. So, man.
But there's people, and God bless her, my sister's one of them, but she's already planning her route. I mean, she will get the papers down, and they'll get together on Thanksgiving at it.
Just like a SWAT. Was it like a SWAT team? Yeah.
And they'll plan point A, point B, point C, and we're going to be here because this goes on sale at this time.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, give me the regular price. I'll gladly pay it.
That's it. That's me, too. And I had rather pay it online so I don't even
have to. Oh, isn't that the truth? You got that.
Deliver it to my door.
That's it. I'll sign for it.
Yep, that's it. So, 425, let me get these names right. 425, we will have Greg Smith.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
At 445, 450-ish, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And here's the hard part.
It's the hard part.
Even thinking about it, we will have Dan Vosta. Did I get it right?
You got it right. That's the first time this year.
Campus Insider, and we have got a lot to talk about. Dan emailed me today, and he's got a lot on his mind.
Does he?
So stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
Moolah Clues, we gave two out the other day.
We did.
So
it's getting close to the holiday season. You know, play, see if you got a chance to win your 50 free bucks. Buy your ham or a turkey.
If we get time, we'll do trivia. But
there you go.
All right, coming up next, we will have Greg Smith, onlybestbets.com, joining us. Get your pencil and paper out and take some notes on this.
I hear you.
We'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Coleman.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Coleman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com. All right, 422. Ronnie, we are running a little bit ahead of schedule again this week. Things are looking up.
Things are hopping.
And we have got Greg on the line with us. So, Greg, welcome back to Sports Talk Live on a Thursday afternoon. How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys doing today?
Well, you want me to be honest, Greg? I've been better when I've had the stomach flu. So Auburn has made me sick. And actually, 2 weeks ago, I bought Auburn, Alabama tickets, paid premium price. And yesterday or day before yesterday, I sold my Auburn, Alabama tickets.
Well, you didn't even offer them to me.
Boy. You wouldn't have paid that much. I know you, you're tight, so tight you take long steps keeping wearing the shoes out.
Greg, everything's great in the world of, you know, in Tuscaloosa right now, so I don't know anything about this illness that Jason's got.
Yeah, I was going to say, Ryan slept pretty well this
week. Oh, just like a baby. I mean, just like a baby.
Hey, Greg, Auburn, Alabama pretty much have sleepers this weekend, Western Carolina and Samford. And I say that, and Auburn could get beat. Who knows? But I don't even have an idea if there is a line. I've pretty much turned everything off as far as football for the week. But what games are out there on your radar that you're looking at that might be of interest?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, during this time of year, just before Thanksgiving and that second week, third week in November, lines are really sharp, and it's tough to at times to find value. It's a lot easier to kind of take the bench on this kind of a week and wait till next week when it's the last game of the season and it's rival games and things of that nature. You might find a little bit of value there. But there are a few games, I guess, that are kind of on my radar just to see how things will pan out and see how how things are going to shape up as far as the Final Four goes or the playoff system goes. It'll be interesting to see how those teams respond. I mean, a team that's going to be interesting to watch ever since Arizona State. As a matter of fact, I'd sent that out that be aware that Oregon State could upset Arizona State, and it sure as heck happened. Arizona State was in a really bad spot last week. And Oregon State beat them. Now, because of that, now UCLA is kind of in the driver's seat. So a game of focus here on the West Coast is definitely the USC-UCLA game, whether or not UCLA is going to be able to respond and find themselves near the Pac-12 championship, playing the Ducks again for the second time this year, assuming that the Ducks are going to get by Colorado and Oregon State. So that's an interesting game to me that kind of keep a look on.
Good deal.
Yeah. Hey, Greg, do you think if UCLA can run, and I know they already lost two games, do you see, and this just throwing this out at you, do you see any chance they might could get into the top four playoff?
I think UCLA will get to the top four playoff.
You do think they will?
I do. I think they're going to run the table. I think they will beat Oregon, and once they beat Oregon for the Pac-12 championship, I think they will leap them into the Final Four. They'll have two losses to the record, and a blowout win over Arizona State at Arizona State. I think they have enough quality wins coming out of a little tougher conference and say the Big Ten or Big 12. I think that UCLA will be in that Final Four if they can beat Oregon, and I think they will.
Wow, that's very interesting. At the beginning of the season, that was one of my picks, was UCLA to get into the 4-team playoffs. So I just threw that out there at you. While we're talking about the top four, what's your thoughts on the people, you know, on the Alabama, Oregon, Florida State, and Mississippi State right now? Do you agree with that, disagree with it? What's your thoughts?
Well, as you know, I'm not a Florida State fan. I think they're a top 15 at best. Unfortunately, because of what they did last year and their body of work last year in being undefeated, as long as they run the table, they're going to be in. But I'm not too sure about that. You know, those kids down in Florida really like their head coach. And the fact that's his last game,
right?
That's going to be a tough game for Florida State to get out of. And once they get out of that, then they got to play an ACC championship game. And that could be Duke or Georgia Tech. And you don't want to lay down on those two teams either. I'm just not a big fan of Florida State. I'm just waiting for them to get beat. I had them as my best play with Miami beating Florida State, and they should have, and I'm still licking my wounds on that. So Jason and I can relate to each other as far as having bad Saturdays, because that was a game that we should have had,
right,
for sure. So not a big fan of that. I am very impressed, though, how Alabama got number one. I think they deserve number one. I think that they're probably the best team right now in college football. I think they played the toughest schedule. I think they look the best right now. And I like that spot with them at number one. So I'm proud of the committee to recognize that, being a team that was in the five, outside the Final Four, and moved them all the way to number one off an impressive win, which really the box score is going to show a different score. They ran over Mississippi State. Another thing I got killed on a back door with Prescott throwing that reception to the touchdown with 14 seconds left. So
right.
I like what I see so far, except for Florida State.
Right. Okay. Let me throw one out at you. With Mississippi State moving to four, if they run the table, if they win this week and then, you know, end the season with a win over Ole Miss, do you see the committee bumping them out of the top four, or do you think they're going to be in the playoff?
Well, I'm looking at a team right now that I think has probably one of the best chances of getting to the national championship game. And then once the championship game happens, anything could happen. I like Ohio State. I think they're in a good spot. And I know they're getting a lot of bad publicity being out of the Big Ten, but they're in a good spot right now. And they're looking impressive. They're winning games soundly. And if they can move on through and win the Big Ten championship by more than a touchdown, I think they're going to get into that spot. My concern with the SEC is that they're eating each other up.
Right.
And I think at some point in time, they're just going to, when you got Ohio State doing what they're doing, and if the Pac-12 is doing what they're doing as far as UCLA and Oregon meet each other, I just think they're probably going to take one team out of that. And here's my answer to that question. I think the winner of the SEC championship probably has the best chance of getting into the playoff.
Okay, all right, good deal. Thanks. Hey, what about what's your thoughts on Florida? Who do you think the next head coach will be, or is Vegas interested in who the next head coach at Florida is going to be?
Yeah, it's hard to gauge on that. I know a lot of talk down there is Rodriguez out of Arizona, maybe the Mullen from Mississippi State, but I'm not too sure how that's going to pan out. I thought about this last week, and I went a little bit outside the box. How about this name? I mean, you guys may not have heard this name in a while, so you may not recognize him, but how about a coach by the name of Mike Bellotti? And Mike Bellotti was a head coach for Oregon Ducks before Chip Kelly took over, and then he became the AD for the Ducks, and since that time has been an analyst for ESPN. But he's been itching to try to get back into the coaching realm. I know that. I've been hearing rumors like that for the last 2 or 3 years. He's actually a pretty good offensive-minded coach, and not too bad defensively either. So I think that could be a outside the box kind of a long shot pick for you, Mike Bellotti.
Wow, I mean, I know exactly who he is, but that his name never rung with me as far as a possible candidate. But hey, it may be.
I
know he's been in the top three before.
They have Gundy, I think, 4-1 odds or something like that. So he's probably the leader. And then the top 10, I think, goes back to Gus Malzahn. This is according to Bovada. Gus Malzahn at 10 or 12-1. But a name out your way that is drawing a lot of interest here in the South, and I don't see this happening, but what about Jim Harbaugh? Any rumors out there or anything going on that you can speak of?
Well, yeah, I kind of forgot about him, huh? I mean, I think that, and I know I said this last week, I threw out a name of 49ers being in the Super Bowl, whatnot. That if he can't get to the playoffs, Harbaugh, which could very well happen, I'd say that's a 50% chance just because of Arizona and Seattle. If they can't get into the playoffs, his head's gonna be on a chopping block, I think, a little bit, and he might be looking to go elsewhere. An SEC team. Although I will say this, once you've been to the big show meaning the Super Bowl, I mean, it's tough to say, okay, you might feel he's taking a step backwards there, and he might very well could be, but that's a good observation there too, Jason.
All right, speaking of the SEC, a couple of games. One has a lot of interest in this area, and that would be Missouri at Tennessee, due to the fact, and Ronnie's sitting across the table, being an Alabama fan. I'm just going to call it like it is. Alabama fans not wanting to see Georgia in the SEC championship. They'd rather play Missouri. So what are your thoughts on Missouri at Tennessee this weekend?
Well, I think that both – I don't know if there's much value in this game. It's because I think both teams have a motivation to play well. Tennessee's trying to get to that sixth win. Trying to get it into the bowl. Missouri has seen a little light at the end of the tunnel there. They need a little bit of a slip up, a little bit of help. But Missouri can actually win out and I believe get into the SEC championship. Is that correct?
Right. If Missouri wins out, they are the East representative. One loss, and
exactly.
Then we will see Georgia in it. So.
Right, and so I look at that game. I know of an outfit that's really heavy on Tennessee, an outfit that I respect very much. So I'm not going to be looking to go against what their numbers say for sure. So I think I'll lean probably more towards Tennessee in this spot just because they're at home. But again, I think it's going to be a really close game. The fact that Tennessee is, I think, a 3.5-point favorite is another kind of a red flag to me. And it's telling me the oddsmakers believe that, you know, that Tennessee has a little bit of an upper hand here. I'm going to take a seat on this, but I'll lean Tennessee.
Okay. All right. Hey, what about Arkansas and Ole Miss this week?
Well, you know, I've been big on Arkansas all year. I'm so glad they finally got the first win, SEC win, with LSU last week. I thought that they have always been a really good good football team this year, particularly in running the football. I'm a big proponent of pound the ground, and Arkansas does a really good job of that. On the flip side of that, you know, now you got Ole Miss, who is seeing the light at the end of the tunnel here a little bit, needing a little bit of help, needing Alabama to lose. And if Ole Miss can win out, then they're going to find themselves in the SEC championship. So there's a little bit of a motivational factor there for Ole Miss to come out and play well. You got a team that's really trying to kind of lick their wounds, if you will, trying to get right back into it. Got to play Mississippi State next week. So I think I'll lean towards Mississippi here, but boy. Again, I'm going to take a seat on this as well. I don't want to go against Arkansas. I think Arkansas is starting to click here late in the season, and I wouldn't be surprised if they would win the game.
Right.
With motivational factor with Ole Miss, I'm going to take a seat on it.
I hear you. Hey, Greg, Arkansas is sitting there right now with 5 wins. In my mind, they may be the best 5-win team in all of college football.
Oh, they had some really close games. They had a chance to beat Alabama. They probably, if you make a case, they probably should have beat Alabama.
And Texas A&M?
In Texas A&M, yeah. So it's just I think they're really clicking well now, and they'll be a dangerous team come postseason if they get that sixth win.
I agree. Hey, are there any other games that's on your radar that kind of sparked your interest this week?
Well, I think
give us something that's going to make me some money, Greg.
Okay, yeah. Here's a game that's not very big high profile game. But I think it is the right side. I'm looking at this Northwestern Purdue game. Now, Purdue is getting Northwestern at home, and Northwestern coming off that great win in South Bend over the Irish. They're now going back on the road again, their second time playing Purdue. Purdue, who's not going to be able to get into to a bowl game, they have only 4 wins. But you got 21 seniors that are going to be on there for senior day, the last game of the season, the last home game of the season. They're coming off a bye, coming off a loss. I like Purdue's spot here, and they match up really well on paper as well, too. Both teams are pretty equal as far as rushing and passing yards and passing defense. I'm going to give the upper hand to Purdue. The line opened at +2.5 to Purdue. Now the lines have since moved to Purdue at being -1. I like that scenario. I like seeing that there's a switch of that, of 3 or 4 point swing moving towards the Boilermakers. I'm going to jump on the Boilermakers here, and I think the Boilermakers will win the game and win by now 4 or 5 points.
All right. Let me throw one at you, and we'll let you call it a day, but put you on the spot. If you were going to bet, let's say your mortgage, your house, car, even the clothes on your back, Greg, on one team to win the national title, to take it home this year, who would that money go on?
Okay. I'll give an answer, but I'm gonna get there within 30 seconds. It's going to be tough. I'm going to take the person who has the best odds, I believe, of actually getting into the playoffs. I think that any SEC team like Alabama, even though they're the better team, they're the best team, I think, in the country, it's a tough road for them to get to that playoff. I think if they lose a game, they're not going to be able to claim fame of getting into that, or they're in jeopardy, at least, of not getting into the playoff. The team that has the best opportunity of getting into the playoff is Ohio State. And once Ohio State is in, and by the way, guys, Ohio State is clicking. You talk about Arkansas clicking. Ohio State, the quarterback for Ohio State could be better than Miller was. And in fact, Miller's going to have a hard time getting his job back next season. Ohio State is really doing a fine job of moving the football and playing sound defense. I like Urmeyer as a coach, too. I think Urmeyer is a well-polished coach, just like Nick Saban. But I'm going to lean with Ohio State to actually win the national championship. I would put my money on that if I had to put someone on a game on – or I'd put money on somebody. I'd take Ohio State. I'd pick the Buckeyes.
Well, Greg, I'm glad you went somewhere other than Alabama. So.
Yeah, I'll just sit over here and be quiet.
It don't matter to me who you picked as long as it wasn't Alabama.
I like I said before, though, I'm just taking the team I think has the best shot of getting in, and I think they do, so that I'm winning half the battle there. My odds are with me on that.
Greg, that brings another question. I said I was going to let you go, but I've got to throw one more out. If Florida State stumbles and falls, let's say the ACC championship game, are they pretty much out?
Yeah, the committee is waiting for this to happen. They've been sitting there waiting for this team to slip. When Florida State loses a football game, that you will find them out of the top 10. You want to see them in the top 10. and they just aren't. Well, I mean, and I know this is an emotional thing for me too, because I'm just, as you guys know, I'm not a fan of the program, not a fan of the quarterback.
Neither are we.
I'm not a big fan of Florida State. But this team is just not as good as other teams. They're going to get into the playoff system if they win out, and they're going to get their butts kicked, whoever plays them first. I really believe that. And so, so if they lose, they're gone. They're out of the top 10.
Well, I'll be looking for that day. I would like to see them gone, not even in the playoffs. But I don't know.
Again, they got to be careful with they'll be careful with Florida next week, because that's going to be a tough game for them to get by. Those kids, from what I'm hearing, you guys would know more than I do, but from what I'm hearing down there in Gainesville is those kids are very loyal to Will Muschamp, and it sounds to me like they're not happy that he's actually going to be gone. I expect those kids to play really, really hard against Florida State.
That's exactly right, Greg. You're spot on there. Those kids are not happy about him being gone. And, you know, I didn't have really an opinion one way or another, but when I heard, and Jason and I talked about this on Tuesday, when I heard him at the press conference, boy, he earned a lot of respect from me, which that means nothing to him, but I have a lot of respect for him by the way he's handled this whole situation.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he was a player at one time. He knows how it rolls, and he knows the kind of program he was getting, and he just, in his own mind, and in the AD's mind as well, he just didn't get the wins that he needed to get, and it's tough to follow someone like Urban Meyer.
Exactly.
So, more power to him. But he'll find a spot somewhere else, I guarantee you that.
I hope it's down on the plains at Auburn as defensive coordinator. Let's open the checkbook.
There's your campaign right there, Jason.
That's it.
Yeah. Hey, Greg, before you go, tell everyone again how to find you in case somebody's listening in for the first time.
Sure. OnlyBestBets.com. Visit the site. Shoot me an email or whatever, or go on and pick some get some games to get advice on, and go bet the games and win some money. OnlyBestBets.com.
And folks, I'm telling you, join up with Greg and make you some money for entertainment purposes only. But Greg, it was a rough weekend this past weekend, so you are going to tear it up this weekend. I got a feeling you've been too hot to cool off that fast. So I'm looking forward to a profitable weekend.
Yeah, I hope you're right, and hopefully that's how it turns out. The variance definitely kicked in on last week, but then again we had a couple of lousy breaks.
Oh yeah, it
happens.
It happens.
I had to go the other way too.
That's it. All right, Greg, have yourself a great weekend, and as we always say, a profitable weekend, and watch a little football.
Okay, guys, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Hey, you too.
Have a great one.
You too, Greg. Have a great Thanksgiving. See you, bud.
All right.
Bye.
Greg Smith.
He is worth paying attention to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he has been on fire. Speaking of being on fire, we're going to have to get out of here, or Jay's going to set us on fire. Let's go to a commercial break. We'll be right back with more Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman, Alabama.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or, if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home?
I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and Saturday till noon, 734-0038, 734-0038.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
All right, the big four's on the board. Four,
triple
four,
fours.
Four.
Three of a kind.
Three of a kind, working on a full house.
Will that win you some money for entertainment purposes
only? Yeah,
for
entertainment purposes only, three of a kind is usually a winner.
Winner every time?
Not every time.
Most of the time.
If you can get a full house in there, get a couple of twos, and you'll be ready.
Yeah.
Speaking of ready, I think we have Dan Vasta on the line joining us. Dan, are you with us?
He hadn't called yet.
Well, I thought I heard you talking to him.
No.
Jay, were you talking to yourself?
He was leaving a message.
There was another Jay in here I was talking to.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
All right, I knew you were talking to somebody. So
you lost your ever-loving mind.
I could be Dan.
I tell you what,
let's do a little moolah.
Good moolah.
Well, we can do that. Yeah, all right.
There's the music.
That's it.
We know what that means.
That means it's time for Moolah.
That's
brought
right.
to you by People's Bank.
There's some Benjamin Franklin sitting out there somewhere.
Folks, if you want to get some People's Bank money, game's very simple. Just identify where Moolah is hidden. Ronnie and I give out clues each show, and we have mentally hidden Moolah, which is dangerous.
Yeah,
when
you
put mine and
right.
your minds together.
And we have to write it down or
yeah,
we forget
that's,
it.
That's sad, but
I forgot where I wrote it down.
I was going to say, remind everybody of the first two clues.
I think I've got them.
All right. Give them out. I remember them. I want to see how sharp.
No, you go ahead.
Nope. I want to see if you got them.
Oh, man. I had.
I'm giving him a hand.
Yeah, something about if you're looking for moolah, it might be floating, or is that close?
Yes. I think it was if you're looking for moolah, you might look where moolah would float or something
okay.
like that. But
that's pretty close.
The key word is float.
Float. The key word is float. And the next clue was, if you're looking for moolah, you're going to have to buy a ticket.
Right. Okay. Clue
like.
Number three to People's Bank, where's moolah, is if you are looking for moolah, you might look in the name of a state. In the name of a state. Now, that is going to be a confusing clue, but I think it's a clue that could actually give it away.
Really?
I got to thinking about it, and I'm betting right now Cindy Wilson knows the answer. But Cindy can't play.
So then Mel,
but Cindy can call her sister or somebody else.
That's
play.
Right. You got that right. She'll find some way. And what she does on those days, if she has somebody to call in, is they split it 50-50.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Cindy going to get her cut.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame her, though.
I don't either. If you're going to do the head work, you need to fill that pocket
you
up.
You got that right.
Running some games tonight, and let's see who you pick on these while we're waiting. a interesting game, in my opinion. Kansas State playing at West Virginia.
Yes.
That's a former Auburn opponent and a former Alabama opponent. West Virginia, a 2.5-point favorite.
West Virginia, a 2.5-point favorite. Yep. I'm going to take West Virginia. They're at home. And while we're doing that, Jason, that will be on Fox Sports 1 at 6 o'clock tonight. So I'm taking West Virginia.
Okay. I'd like to take West Virginia, too, and I think I'm going to. So.
All right.
I won't
agree
with
once.
You, but, yeah. I just can't go against the home team.
There you go.
This sounds like a great basketball game, except it's a football game. North Carolina at Duke,
yeah.
And Duke a 5-point favorite.
Yeah, I would like to see that if it was on the if it was on the hardwood.
Hell yeah.
That boy, would you pay dearly for that ticket?
Would you not love to go to a North Carolina Duke game? Either place, but I'd really like to go to Duke because
have you ever been to Duke?
Nope, never been.
I haven't either. Cameron Stadium or Cameron Field or something or
and
whatever.
Tyler has. He has wanted to go to North Carolina for a game for years and years.
Yeah,
and
I know he's a huge
maybe
fan.
One of these days, if he's good, he'll get to go.
Yeah. Well, you know,
he's
got to pay
his pocket
he's
now.
Gotta
so.
Pay, he's got to pay his dues. You know, he's in his early 20s. He doesn't deserve to do things that we don't get to do.
That's it.
That's the way I look at
who
it.
Who you
anyway.
Got in that game? Duke. North Carolina.
Duke.
I'm going to agree with you again.
And while we are mentioning that will be on ESPN at 6:30. So, Jason, you'll have time to get out of here and go get you some supper at home. And
negative, Ghost Rider. The pattern is full.
Not home tonight.
We will be leaving here. And
oh, it's tonight when you're going out to eat?
Going and pick up the boss lady, and we will make a ride to Birmingham tonight.
Oh,
so I'm not.
Boy, you're going to be late supper meal, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Do you know where you're going?
I do. We're going to the Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, hey. I treat her right, that's all I can say.
That's right. I tell you, I had a horrible experience, and I can't tell you the whole thing on the air one time at Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, wow.
There was four of us that went to state tournament. We went to the Cheesecake Factory. You know, it's lit kind of dim in there.
Oh,
they put us in a booth, four guys.
That was pretty romantic.
I'll tell you the rest of it off air, but I can't tell it to you now. So, anyway, that'd be a great one tonight, North Carolina at Duke. ESPN at 6:30. I got Duke. You said you had Duke.
I got them too.
There you go.
Last one, a late night one. Arkansas State, Texas State. I know nothing about Texas.
I don't
State.
Know anything about either one of them. Maybe Dan can tell us who to pick.
I'm going
to
take Arkansas State.
You're taking Arkansas State. Okay. Well, I will. I'll take Texas State since you took them.
Right. Arkansas State's -7, a 7-point favorite. So.
So anyway, that game is on ESPNU at 8:30. So. That's the deal.
And we've got
one.
Eddie on the line, but we're waiting on Dan. And not to say that Eddie's not as important as Dan,
no.
But right now we've only got one line, and so we
that's
want to make sure we get Dan. Eddie, as soon as Dan finishes up, if he calls,
yeah. If he doesn't after the next break, then just.
Yeah, it's open game.
That's right. The game is. Maybe he's wanting to. He's hunting moolah.
Eddie don't care about moolah. Eddie's got more moolah than people's banks got.
Maybe he needs to start sponsoring it.
Hey, that is an ideal. We need to get an Eddie-sponsored segment.
That's exactly
show,
right.
So. And I think we can come up with one.
We just claim it, and then he'll have to pay. but anyway, that is the college football games that's going on tonight, Jason. If I could, I'd like to – let me give you some updates on some local games that was played. On Tuesday, we had Cold Springs went to, down to – or over or down, however that works out – to Walker High School. They played them on Tuesday. The varsity boys defeated Walker 68-53, and Cold Springs varsity girls defeated Walker 68-36. So two big wins for Cullen County Schools as they went to Walker, and Walker is now they're 6A, I believe. They're either 5 or 6. They're one of the two, 5 or 6A, and of course Cold Springs is 2A. So that is a big win for Cold Springs. They started the game, as Bruce told us, at 1:30. Apparently, Walker was trying to get out of the game or something. And
yeah, you know that coach liked little Cold Springs coming down there and thrashing them real good.
Yeah, but look.
But Cold Springs here's even worse, a lot of
but here's the worst
there.
Part about it. You played at 1:30.
Yeah.
When everybody was there.
Yeah.
And you got lit up.
Kids,
you know, I mean, you know, I'd rather play last when hopefully there wasn't anybody there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's play it at 10:30 if I'm them.
Exactly. So, you know, anyway, that's the case. Congratulations, Cold Springs. Holly Pond's varsity boys defeated West Point 68-54, and Holly Pond's varsity girls also defeated West Point 79-51. That is probably two of the best teams in this entire county.
That's Coach what I was going to say, Ronnie. Yeah. I was going to say, go ahead and book your tickets.
Yeah.
Championship, Coleman County Championship.
Oh, you calling it now?
I'm calling it now. Cold Springs and Holly Pond.
Boys and girls.
Probably so. I don't see.
Wouldn't be surprised.
I don't see anybody going to.
Those two teams are as good as anybody in the county, let me put it that way. And I'm not going to necessarily say they're better than everybody.
Right.
But they're as good as anybody in this county and have been for the last several years.
And Cold Springs, the Chambers kid, is probably as good as any ball player good, that's played in
good player. Good player. Saw him play some.
Junior.
So yeah,
he's got another year after
this.
Yeah,
he does. He does, and he's got some ability.
I will be surprised if he doesn't break Jared Hembry's scoring record. I mean, he's way on up there now.
Yeah.
I think midway next year he probably breaks that record.
Yeah, I thought
unless
it
he breaks an arm or something.
Yeah, right. And I thought that would be one that would stand for, you know, many years.
But how impressive is Darrell Gay's record, scoring record, when you take into consideration the 3-point shot that
might right.
exist at that time?
That's for sure. You know, that is a huge advantage to the kids today. They can shoot the basketball, whereas, you know, the days when we played, you know, there was no 3-point.
Oh, yeah.
So everything, you know, was just a 2. So you're right. Darrell Gay, if he'd have played in the air with a 3-point line, that may have been a record nobody could ever touch.
Oh, yeah. And,
not saying Darrell's
a Bruce Parker, another one. I don't think Bruce ever shot one that wasn't a 3-pointer back at that time. And he could light it up.
That's what I've always – see, I wasn't from here, so I always heard it. Bruce could – he could flat light it up.
He could light it up. Hey, Ronnie, we've got a caller, Jessica Day, calling, wanting to take a shot at Moolah, so we'll go ahead and take it.
Yeah.
Hey, Jessica.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
We're great.
Hey, we couldn't get any better.
Jessica, do you know where it is?
Is it Alabama Splash Adventure?
No. You're all over it as far as the clues.
Yes.
But it is not Alabama Splash Adventure.
Wow.
I wish I had thought of that one. It would have been there.
That's right. That is a great guess.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Call us back again if nobody wins it, or if you think of it, get somebody else to call.
We'll have another clue today, won't we?
Yeah. One more clue.
One more call back.
All
right. Hey, Jessica, is this War Eagle or Roll Tide?
Roll Tide.
That a girl.
Come on, Jessica.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Hey, I didn't even think of that.
I didn't either, but every clue we gave
would point to that.
Yeah. And
y'all are going to have to take suggestions from the listening audience for future locations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be kind of like Emma playing hide and seek. My granddaughter, she wants to play hide and seek. She calls me, Paul, let's play hide and seek.
And you play, of course.
Yeah, I play, of course. But her thing is, she wants to tell you where to hide, and then
she
will hide her eyes and hunt you.
Doesn't take her long to find you, does it?
No, she's good at it.
I can see why. Oh, man, that's a great guess, Jessica. Just not the one we were – it's not where we hit it, but
– yeah, actually, her place makes more sense with her clues than
ours does. I know. I feel a little bit bad because it makes a lot more sense than where we have it hidden.
But nobody ever said we had sense.
That's right. Maybe she'll win it. I hope she does.
Yeah, I do, too.
So she needs to listen up for the next clue.
Yep, and get mom or dad or brother or sister or boyfriend or
whatever.
Just somebody to call.
That's it. Hey, Jason, we were talking there before we took that call about the basketball games locally that had gone on the last couple of days when we were talking about Cold Springs and Holly Pond. And once again, and you're calling it, you're basically saying they're both going to be in the finals of the county tournament. And you could be very well correct. They have been as good, both those teams, as good or better than anybody over the last, you know, several years.
Coast Springs girls, they have been pretty much a dynasty down there for years.
They have, and they have had some great battles with Holly Pond, you know, as of late. So looking forward to seeing a lot of the, you know, local teams play this year. Speaking of our local teams and the games that's going on, Jason, this weekend, most of them will be tomorrow night. We've got Coleman that will be at West Point. We've got Good Hope at Fairview High School, and then we've got Hansville will be at Corner. So those are the games that's going on, you know, the rest of this week. Also, a couple things to mention there. Also, a couple other things I want to mention. If you want to see some more college basketball tonight, you can watch Southern Miss will be at the University of Alabama. That will be on the SEC
you
Network.
You can believe this or not, Ronnie, but I can actually pull for Alabama's basketball.
I know, you do.
Yeah. In fact, I have gone to their games and got hooked up with some tickets that was right behind the Alabama bench and chairs sitting right behind them. I could see what was going on during the timeout. Yeah.
Did you go up and draw something on the board
for them? I'd like to. I could have done
it. Tell them that won't work?
Yeah. Hey, I want to tell you a quick story when I was talking about the local teams.
Yeah.
Cold Springs basketball, as most people know me, know I grew up at Cold Springs, played basketball at Cold Springs, baseball.
Well, we can't hold Cold Springs responsible for that.
You can't.
There's good people down there.
Yeah. The property value really went up when I moved out of Cold Springs. To tell you how serious basketball is taken down there, I'm not going to call the name of the man, but people from Cold Springs, this will be automatic. They will know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
A great guy, takes ball as serious as anybody I've ever seen. But he was talking about Cold Springs and all, and as serious as a heart attack one day. He says, you know, said, it is a crying shame. It is pitiful. I can't, you know, it's pitiful.
Uh-huh.
Said, we've got kids in the fourth grade that can't even dribble a basketball. You know, I'm thinking when he's saying all this, he's really going to come out with something.
But, yeah.
Got kids in the fourth grade that can't dribble.
He can't dribble with his off hand. What's the matter? Get him out of that school and transfer him somewhere else in the county. Send him to Walker.
Yeah, that's it. He takes it serious.
Oh,
hey, we've called Dan three times, and I'm beginning to think somebody's kidnapped him because he would not miss
no
unless something big is up.
That's right. I'm worried about Dan.
I believe he's been kidnapped.
There'll be a ransom.
Yeah. Oh, we've got a ring, so maybe Jay's getting him here. That's what
maybe
Jay
so.
Makes the big money for.
That's right.
Hey, Dan, can you talk
But again, we again the SEC basketball game for tonight, Southern Miss at Alabama on the SEC Network, 8 o'clock, Alabama at this point in time. I believe they are 2-0 on the young season, and they need to put a lot more W's in the win column. That's right, in the win column this year or changes may happen before too awful long. I'm not saying immediately.
Did you see the Bruce Pearl shot from the, I don't know if you call it the balcony, or it's the upper area of Auburn Stadium. Did you see that?
No.
Folks, check it out. Search YouTube Bruce Pearl incredible shot or Bruce Pearl shot or something. You need to see that. He slings the ball from the upper deck of Auburn's basketball arena. It hits nothing but
the bottom of the net.
I'm telling you, I don't know how many times he done it.
Yeah.
But he done it.
Wow.
So
he needs some players to do it.
Yeah, he got lit up the other night. He should have been out there.
Yeah, they got beat by about 40 by the powerful Colorado Buffaloes.
Oh, yeah. All right, we've got Dan on the line. Dan, the man.
That's it.
Welcome to Sports Talk Live.
Happy Thursday, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, hey, thanks for joining us, Dan.
Dan, we had got worried. We tried to call and couldn't get you, and we thought somebody may have kidnapped you or something.
Hey, I just want to let everybody know you're listening to Sports Talk Live on Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman. Okay, I'm done.
All right.
Hey, Dan, don't pay any attention to that. He does that every once in a while. Just
No worries.
Every now and then we let him out of the psychiatric ward. Just every now and then we'll go get him out of the psychiatric ward, Dan.
It's kind of a twitch he's had.
Yes, a twitch. Oh, man.
Hey.
It is a legal thing.
As long as we stay legal.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, what about the college football rankings? A little shakeup, I guess you would say, last week as Alabama knocks off number one. What do you think about it, and what would be your biggest complaint or your biggest beef with the rankings right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think they've done a pretty decent job, at least overall, for year one, if you will. I think this week, Oregon at the number two spot come off a bye week. I still believe Alabama, Florida State, and should be the top two in some type of order, whether you like Bama, excuse me, number one, or Florida State number one. But the real complaint for me was Marshall. It's a bit of a joke how they don't have the herd in the top 25, and I'm not trying to say and compare this team to maybe the Boise State that beat up on some of the BCS teams. I'm not pushing for Marshall to be in the top 10, but I've had them in my top 25 since pretty much early October, and I think they're more than worthy of at least cracking the top 25. And while they're playing some, arguably some high school teams, some would make the argument in SEC territory. But there are so many three-loss Power 5 teams like Minnesota and Oklahoma with three-plus losses. And Minnesota did keep Ohio State close this past week, but they did not drop one spot from number 25. They're still there. Oklahoma moved up from beating a Texas Tech team that's 3-7. And other than that, though, not too much beef. But I think many people, like diehards like myself, want to know which non-AQ, which non-Power 5 team is going to play in the New Year's Six bowl game. It's going to be likely on New Year's Day, whether it's the Peach Bowl more than likely or perhaps the Cotton Bowl. But somebody from the non-AQ, somebody from the non-Power 5 is going to get a big-time appearance against one of the big boys. And we have no clue who it's going to be because they have not ranked one team yet for the season from the non-AQ, if you will. So we don't know if it's Marshall. They mentioned Memphis. We don't know if it's Boise State or Colorado State. Boise beat Colorado State in the Mountain West. Somebody's going to win the Mountain West, and maybe they're the team. But Marshall, for me, at the moment, still the team, and might be a moot. Excuse me, excuse me. It might be a moot point because they may have to go up against an SEC team. But I think we just want to know: is their team worthy of top 25? I think they are. It's going to be interesting, but overall, no big beef for me.
All right, I have to agree with you. I don't know what Ronnie thinks on that, but you know. In my opinion, what does it hurt to put Marshall in the top 25? It's really not earth-shattering to get them in the top 25. So. And as you said, they've took care of business. Yep. Hey, tell us this. I hate to even talk about it, but I'm going to have to. I wouldn't be doing fairly if I didn't talk about Auburn. The way they were torn apart by the Georgia Bulldogs. You cover sports on a national level where we are pretty much blinded here to Auburn, Alabama, and SEC. What do you think Auburn's missing on defense, and how can they cure this problem?
Yes, I certainly thought we spent like this discussion for maybe the last decade. We've kind of had back and forth before they won the national championship. Many people questioned their defense, and even during that season they did, but certainly helped to have a junior college and a star in the middle of the defense like Nick Fairley. But I certainly think their linebackers overall are not too bad. But obviously Auburn still has three games left, Stanford, Bama, and more than likely obviously a Big Ten bowl appearance against the Big Ten, or at least a solid bowl game still in the works. And who knows if they can win the Iron Bowl, they could still potentially play in a New Year's Six bowl game. Don't want to rule that out. But if they still can finish, if they were to win out, change a bit, go at least 2-1. I think they could finish 9-4, obviously, which would be right where I thought they would be going. But the defensive side of the ball we mentioned has really been a big-time issue, and I think it goes back to losing Carl Lawson in the preseason, who I had pretty much an all-SEC performer for the entire year. You look at him and Dee Ford from a year ago. Obviously, we knew Dee Ford wasn't coming back after he went on and graduated. But you look at those two guys, at least in terms of pass rushers last year in the SEC, among the top five, I thought, in America last year at getting after and harassing the passer. But you're looking at it's just the lack of a pass rush really just relies too much on your secondary. It's tough to cover for 3 or 4 seconds, let alone for 6 or 7, right, which has kind of been the case this year, where you have so many dual threat quarterbacks. But even the case in Georgia, which more so was the running game issues, but they couldn't, you know, really stop the Georgia passing game when they did attempt to pass the ball. But you're looking at number 88 in the country in sacks. That's tied for third last in the SEC. That's not really close to being relevant, let alone championship caliber, which we've seen from the past. But they weren't so much dominant last year, and they might not be anytime soon if they don't make some improvements and get healthy at least. But I think you got to have a pulse at least up front in the trenches, so you don't have to rely on your secondary to bail you out with some interceptions or at least some knockdowns to avoid the big-time plays. But I think the linebackers overall have been pretty solid. Above average group. The defensive line's had its issues I just mentioned, and it's really put a lot of pressure on the secondary. But I think if you get Lawson back 100% healthy for next year, he could be a relevant all-SEC player that he's very capable of being. They're still going to win, I think, at least 9, potentially 10 games next year. I always look forward to ranking my teams after the season's over for the preseason. They could still be a preseason top 10 team next year, and that's regardless if maybe Duke Williams comes back, which obviously has been an issue for the offense without him with the case of the draft just the wide receivers. But all is not lost this year. Obviously, I thought the expectations were a little bit too much. I thought they were probably a 3-loss team. I thought they were going to go 10-3, and maybe they don't go that this year. But I still think the expectations were just monster because of what they did last year. And it's amazing. The offense, I think, is still one of the better ones in the country, but it's unfortunate the defense has played down a little bit in terms of expectations. And if they can get healthy, get a little bit better players in the trenches, they have a chance to be back where they were just a season ago.
Hey, great. Thanks, Dan. Let me run one by you here. Mississippi State sitting there at 9-1. Do you think they're more deserving for being in the fourth spot or possibly in the playoff than a 1-loss Big 12 or a Big 10 champ?
Yeah, I think they are more worthy right now, at least, because they're simply a better team in my eyes as of today, November 20th. I think things may change. This isn't in ink, if you will, but at the moment I think they're physically more dominant on both sides of the ball, specifically on the defensive line where they held Bama below 4 yards a pop, 124 on the day. Certainly that game was kind of in control in terms of Alabama, and that late touchdown kind of made it a little closer than it seemed, forced in Prescott into 3 picks. But I think they got the best linebacker in the country, arguably, Bernard McKinney. He's just an absolute beast at 6'4", 250-plus, probably a top-10 pick in the draft. But I think their secondary improved, I thought, impressed me a little bit. They avoid getting carved up. Handled everybody well outside of Amari Cooper for the most part. But I think comparing them to TCU and Baylor still look a little tad soft-wise for the Big 12. Compared to SEC dominant teams, and while I do think they can hang with them in terms of the Big 12 or even Big 10 champs, I think big-time defenses and clutch quarterback play, it's not one of the categories I look at, but it's a big favor, I think, in Mississippi State's advantage because they're as good as any team in the country in terms of defense and that quarterback position. And I think Ohio State could be an interesting discussion in a few weeks if they do win out, but at the moment they fall into the same spot as the Big 12 does for everyone, and plus the competition with the SEC West. We're not punishing Mississippi State for losing one game. Fortunately for them, they still have the Egg Bowl, so they still have opportunities to either hurt or help their case. So right now I think they're very worthy of that fourth spot.
Hey, thanks, Dan. Hey, I heard you mention Baylor, so that brings us to my next question. Baylor doesn't seem to be getting a whole lot of love from the committee. They're still ranked behind TCU. Do you think they're where they deserve to be, or do you think, you know, they're kind of getting left out in the cold a little bit?
Yeah, I think Baylor certainly, they haven't really played anybody yet. That's the perception. Though their strength of schedule is, 59, TCU's 49, not really that respectable, but there really isn't. It's not that they haven't won a BCS game, I should say. That's one of the reasons why. It was just last year we saw they looked horrid in defensively, covering and defending, if you will, stopping and slowing down Blake Bortles, now quarterback of the Jaguars. The defense is, I think, a liability. When I'm looking at the current top 10, 11 teams in the current college football playoff rankings, I think Baylor, by far, good margin, I would say, the worst defense of any team ranked in the top 11. That's no disrespect, but I think in terms of the other top 10 teams that you're looking at, they all have several, at least a few defensive players that will be playing on Sundays. Baylor doesn't have more than a handful at most, and I think that's a big part. Yes, they're averaging over 50 points a game. They have a top 5 offense, many would argue, and certainly Bryce Petty's an NFL quarterback to be fairly successful there, but defensively they get into shootouts because they kind of have to. They still have, obviously, a couple big games left. They're only 8-1, so they still have 3 games left, Kansas State, at the end of the year when everybody else is playing their conference championship games. But the defense has to show me, dominate, go 11-1. Then they, I think, at the end of the day, if they can go 11-1, and even if TCU goes 11-1, I think because Baylor beat TCU, if Baylor continues to improve and looks good against K-State on the stretch in these final 3 games, I would, I think, ultimately give the edge to Baylor. But right now, the defense is still a little bit shaky, and TCU up until last week, I think, been the far sexier and, quite frankly, the better team up until that little near slip-up against Kansas. So better just keep on winning, and you have a chance to get that five and potentially that four spot.
Hey, Dan, did you get a chance to see Melvin Gordon put on the rushing clinic over the weekend, 408 yards? What's your thoughts on that? Give us your top three or four. Melvin Gordon got to be in the picture.
Yeah, I think he's quickly approaching Marcus Mariota, who I still think is number one. But Melvin Gordon looked like Chris Johnson the year he had 2,000-plus yards on Sundays in the NFL. So I think Gordon has a chance to potentially pass Mariota. I think, first off, he's got to go bonkers in the Big Ten championship game, assuming they get there. Don't want to slip up against Iowa, which has given them some issues in the past. But it's amazing that if he can go off against the Buckeyes, you're looking at well over 2,000 yards. He's averaging about 190 on the year. He needs to average about 180 to pass Barry Sanders' record. Certainly, he only played 11 games. Gordon's going to play more than likely 14. They count bowl games, of course. But it's a good chance he might have the greatest year in the history of college football in terms of a running back, in terms of rushing yards. And if he does that, I think you'd have to give him the Heisman over Marcus Mariota, who, by the way, they have the greatest, or if he continues to play well, the greatest touchdown interception ratio among any quarterback in the history of the game. Certainly more touchdowns now than so many years ago. But I would still give Mario to the edge right now, barely over Melvin Gordon. And then you could throw in the likes of Dak Prescott, Trayvon Boykin of TCU, and J.T. Beard of Ohio State, I think, are moving up. Cooper's right there, that 5-6 spot. He's going to need a couple bigger games potentially in the SEC championship game if he at least wants to get invited or crack that top three or four. But right now, it's Mariota, Gordon pretty heavy, and everybody else is kind of a step or two below. And certainly the championship weekend is something that the Heisman always looks at, despite some voters turning them in. But right now, Mariota, Gordon, 1-2.
Cooper will get his big game November the 29th in the Auburn secondary. So. Hey, Dan, this weekend going to be pretty much a snoozer, at least in the state of Alabama it'll be a snoozer. What top 10 team or what couple of top 10 teams do you think might have a shot at going down and losing this weekend?
Yeah, I really don't think anybody is going to go down this weekend, but I think if there's a team that maybe has a chance to potentially slip up, I think Florida State's the team at home against Boston College. They've had issues stopping the run against Boston College. They don't really have an NFL running back like they've had in the past. Certainly, Andre Williams gave them issues last year. But I think Ole Miss and Arkansas, I mean, the Rebels, despite being ranked eighth with two losses, it's not impossible for them to make a crack, potentially, whether they even play in the SEC championship. But obviously, if they win out and go 10-2, have that tiebreaker over Mississippi State, they'd also have it over Bama. So you could see them potentially, obviously, Ole Miss is going to need Alabama to lose a game as well. But Ole Miss at Arkansas could be an interesting game since the Razorbacks finally kind of broke the barrier with that first win, I should say, over LSU this past week. But those are two teams I'm kind of putting an upset alert. And TCU does not play this week, guys. They play on Thanksgiving night this upcoming next week, a week from tonight, when they go to Austin against the Longhorns. That could be a very close game. And obviously, could kind of, he formerly used to say, bust the BCS. That could be a game where it kind of really affects the college football playoff.
Great. Hey, Dan, let me give you another one here. We've got a couple of regular season games left as far as college football. What do you see as the biggest potential games left out there in the regular season, and then maybe you can include the conference titles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we've been talking about it a few times this year. I think the Egg Bowl is one of them, but I think I'm looking forward a little bit more to the Iron Bowl, which, of course, is going to be a night game, if you will, just less than 2 weeks away now. I think that's the biggest regular season matchup left. And excluding the SEC championship game, I'm looking at the Pac-12 title game. That's on a Friday night, and it's going to be very interesting on that Friday night because Oregon, of course, they clinched it, and they're ranked second right now. But there's a chance they're going to play UCLA in a rematch. The Bruins, of course, have a tiebreaker over Arizona and Arizona State. They got to beat the Trojans first at home this weekend. But if it's UCLA, Oregon, and UCLA were to beat them, that game, by the way, is in a neutral field, Levi Stadium, home of the San Francisco 49ers. But if the Bruins were to upset Oregon, you could have some chaos. Is UCLA worthy of cracking that top four despite having two losses? And, of course, UCLA really got smoked, if you will, at home against Oregon earlier this year, where Mariota kind of did whatever he wanted. But it's a decent chance you could see an upset. Oregon probably be close to a 10-point favorite in that game. And obviously the Big Ten could be a little bit interesting with Ohio State and Wisconsin, but I'm looking more towards that Pac-12 title game because if UCLA were to win that game, they're right around the SEC East in terms of whether it's Missouri or Georgia potentially if they were to stun the West. Then you know, I have all types of discussions of this team's more worthy than that, but obviously we're still a few weeks away from that. But I'm looking forward to the Pac-12 title game in just a few weeks.
All right. Hey, we got a couple of weeks away, and then we've got, Dan, you know the conference – championship games are coming up, so I'm going to rapid fire you here with some of these, sure. And you tell me who you think's going to be in them, and then if you won't tell, you can tell us who you think's going to win them as well. Of course, we'll start with the one most popular down here in the South. That's the SEC title game, East versus West.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Bama in the West, and then in the East, I'm gonna go Georgia. So I'm assuming Missouri's gonna lose at least one or two games. I think it's this week at Tennessee, even without AJ Johnson. I think Missouri goes down and. If they were to sneak by, I think Arkansas could give them issues, too. But I'm going to go Bama, Georgia. I think this could be a classic like we saw just a few years ago where Bama got the edge. I think I got to lean towards Bama, but I would not be surprised if Georgia kept this game within 3 points or less because I think Georgia would be the toughest team Alabama would face all year just due to the fact I think Georgia's one of the top five teams running the ball downhill, even without Todd Gurley. Nick Chubb's looking like he has a chance to be as good as Todd Gurley.
Sure.
Which is kind of a ridiculous statement for not even finishing 1 year, but I think that would be a great matchup.
Great. All right. Big Ten title, East versus West.
Yeah, I'm going to go Wisconsin, Ohio State. This would be another shootout. Defense tackling, if you will, might be optional, despite both these teams playing very well down the stretch here. I'm going to go Badgers, Buckeyes. Slightly, of course, towards the Buckeyes right now.
Okay. ACC title game, Atlantic versus Coastal.
Yeah, I'm going to go Florida State over Duke right now. I think Duke, obviously, they got Wake Forest in 2 weeks. They play North Carolina tonight. Should be a very interesting close game. I think the Blue Devils win both of these games. If they wouldn't, Georgia Tech would get the edge, which I think would actually give Florida State a tougher test because of that run game. I'm going to go Noles and the Dukies with Florida State, of course, getting a solid 2.5 touchdown edge.
Okay. Last one, Pac-12, North versus South.
Yeah, I think we just mentioned UCLA, Oregon, I think could be maybe the best game remaining, excluding SEC games, if you will, just because of how much could be on the line. There's a chance UCLA could be in the top seven at the time they play that game. So if UCLA were to win that game over Oregon, it would be somewhat fairly underdogs. UCLA could potentially crack the top four and maybe knock out a team like Mississippi State, even at 11-1, which I think sounds a little crazy at the moment, but it's a chance the Big 12 would get thumped as well in that discussion. So I would go slightly Oregon over UCLA, though I think that could be potentially a nail-biter game.
All right, man, that's a lot of information to digest. Dan, I don't know how you do it, but, hey, some way or another you do it. That's the reason we call you. So. Hey, Dan, hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy the football. And, hey, wait a minute. We got to back up. We will not be on the air next Thursday because of Thanksgiving. So, since we won't, let's have an Iron Bowl prediction. Alabama-Auburn. Auburn, of course, playing in Tuscaloosa. I think I know which way you're going to go here, but let's hear it anyway.
Yeah, I'll go Alabama 34. Auburn 21. I think this could be a little bit closer than that prediction, but I think Alabama bounced. Auburn's going to have issues in the backfield getting after Blake Sims, and I think some fans may start to really jump on the Blake Sims bandwagon. He's really been improving lately, but certainly we need, if you're an Auburn guy, you need Nick Marks to have a big game. Only two games in his career in the SEC, but he's not had at least one plus touchdown. They've lost both games. Last year at LSU, that was a tough one. That was the only loss. And obviously, last week against Georgia, he did not have a touchdown. So Nick Marshall's going to need a few touchdowns against that Bama defense. So I'm going to roll with the Tide, 34-21. But it's going to be it's the best rivalry, obviously, in college sports, in my opinion, let alone college football. It's going to be a great atmosphere in Tuscaloosa on a Saturday night.
I can't say that I blame you. In fact, I sold my tickets to the game yesterday. So. If I'm going to watch Auburn get thrashed, I'm going to do it at home.
So. Oh, man.
Hey, Dan, again, thanks for calling. I hope you have a great weekend and a great Thanksgiving. And watch plenty of football and eat plenty of turkey.
Sounds great. We'll talk to you guys in a few weeks. Thanks for having me as well. And have a great Thanksgiving and enjoy the games. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Thanks, Dan.
You got it, guys. Have a great one.
You too.
Dan the man. I'm telling you.
He's,
it don't matter what you ask him.
No.
It's just like he's
rolling. Yeah, you can't trip him up.
No. All right, we'll be right back with another moolah clue.
Ooh.
Listen,
Jessica. All right.
Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Thursday edition.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
For a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com. Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
This helmet is just torturing my hair.
Go ahead and show us the moves. You can use Pulling Out of Water to take this back home. Check it out.
All right. The sound of change and the sound of
money in
bills.
My pocket.
Oh,
baby.
Yeah, you got it, too.
Yeah.
This segment brought to you by People's Bank of Alabama and worth $50 today. Ronnie is going to give the next clue. The first clue was you might look in the name of a state.
That's your clue today. And right. My clue for today is if you're looking for moolah, you'll probably see somebody in a uniform.
Somebody in a uniform if you're looking for moolah. Yep. All right.
That's it.
You're going to have 10, 15 minutes to think about it.
That's right, because Rex is with us.
Rex War Eagle Chambers on the line. Ronnie, going to turn it over to you, and let's go fishing.
Now, I hear you. Hey, Rex, how are you, bud?
Hey, good evening. Doing fine.
Good, good. Hey, I want to tell you what a fair weather fan old Jason is. He bought tickets to the Alabama-Auburn game. He even showed them to me as far as where they were, the seats were, and they were good ones. Would you believe he's already hawked them?
Oh, he'd want to go down there
and watch them. He said he wasn't going to go down there at night and freeze to death and see them get beat. That's some kind of fan, I tell you what.
That's fair weather there.
There you go. That's exactly right. Hey, Rex, I was thinking the other day when we were talking about, you were telling us, you know, of course the cold front was coming through and it did, boy, it was bitter cold, and, you know, what that would kind of do to the fishing, but you said the Alabama rig would be the thing to fish right now. Rex, would you go into a little bit of detail of basically what the Alabama rig is, you know, how to fish it, what kind of equipment you need? Can you do that for us?
Well, as far as equipment, just about any good flipping stick, you know, heavy, heavy-duty rod will handle an Alabama rig. Of course, there are rods made just for the Alabama rig with the perfect tip and the perfect backbone to them.
Uh-huh.
But just about any good broom handle rod will throw the Alabama rig.
How long of a rod were you talking?
Oh, you need an 8-footer. You need, you know, seven and a half, a little short for Alabama rig. I throw mine on an 8-foot, 5-power
okay.
rod. And it works out great now, but like I said, you know, seven's too short, but 7.5 foot is plenty of rod. 7.5 foot flipping stick and Alabama rig. Right now, the Alabama rig with just 5-inch swim baits is pretty much it's doing the job good, but the bite's still not great. But but you can catch a few fish. So
okay.
I actually snuck off for a couple hours today and caught 5 or 6 on it, so it's they're starting to bite it pretty well
now. And correct me if I'm wrong. The Alabama rig, there's different sizes of that rig. Is that correct, Rick?
Well, that Alabama rig is generic. There is a harness rig called an Alabama rig.
Okay,
but everybody calls any multi-bait rig an Alabama rig.
Okay,
that's a generic term. There's some with as many as 18 baits on it.
Oh, goodness. I haven't even seen that.
It looks like a dadgum Christmas tree. but plus you add, I think they got 12 or 14 spinnerbait blades on there. So it looks,
wow.
It looks the size of the hood of your truck coming through.
Oh,
the
goodness, yeah. Okay, okay. Yeah, the ones I've seen, you know, had, you know, like, I guess about five.
Five going rate. That's all I throw. I throw just a plain Jane 5-wire rig with 5 swim baits on it. You want to change it up? Excuse me, a little bit. Don't put everything the same color. Cut a couple of different colors on it. And usually your middle bait, you want to be a little bit bigger than your outside bait. So if you got 4-inch baits on the outside, put you a 5-inch bait in the middle. If you got 5-inch baits on the outside, put you a 6-inch bait in the middle.
Okay. Now, Braxton, I've seen some pictures where people just put like grubs, you know, with a twist tail.
Last weekend, that was the bite. Little quarter-ounce heads with 3-inch Fat Albert grubs on them. That was the bite for the weekend because of that cold front come through and it just had them shut down so hard.
Uh-huh.
And that what few fish were being caught on it were being caught on a rig with the grubs. But that's changed as of the last couple of 3 days.
Okay.
Regular swim baits now, and all your bridges and all your mouths of the creeks, they're really starting to move now. So the next couple of days, it could just be wide open.
You know, it's because it's supposed to warm back up and be nice, isn't it?
Right, it's going to be, I think 60 tomorrow, and might even put 70 Saturday with the rain coming. So, you got the rain coming Saturday night and Sunday, so tomorrow and Saturday should be a really good bite on the river.
Right. And, again, if you purchase, now the Alabama rig, correct me if I'm wrong, Rex, when you buy that, you can also buy the kit that has the hooks and the...
some of them do sell the whole thing together.
Okay.
Majority of those aren't the greatest quality, which I'm not saying you need it.
Sure.
But it matters how deep you want to fish one. If you're fishing a grass line, 8-10 foot deep, well, 1/4-ounce heads are fine.
Uh-huh.
If you can find one with big enough hook, you know, they make 1/4-ounce swim bait heads.
Right.
But now if you're fishing 25-30 foot deep, usually you want at least 1/2 ounce. On each one of your baits, and that's a whole lot to be throwing out there.
Right.
But it gets it down to the right depth, and it keeps it at the right depth as you're reeling it back in. So,
okay.
There's dozens of kinds of swim bait hooks out there, swim bait heads.
Right. Okay.
And all of them's good.
Okay. Okay. I was asking because, I mean, I'm familiar with it. I've never fished it, but I want to, especially after talking to you the last couple of weeks.
Well, I try to send you a picture early, wait till you see it.
Oh, okay. Then I'm sure I will be. So now the first company that made that, was it Mann's? Is that who started
it? No, Mann's bought it. Mann's bought it from the original maker. I can't.
Okay.
The fellow's name will escape me. It was just the individual that came up with. Those have been out. We've been fishing those on Smith Lake since the early 80s.
Wow.
But they were for striper.
Uh-huh.
Umbrella rigs.
Right.
And you troll one of them jokers out there for those big stripe, and sure enough, you catch big spots all the time. But nobody ever thought about just making it a little bit smaller so you can cast it and catching a bunch of big bass on it.
Right, right.
And so back 4 years ago now, that's what he did, and it took...
It exploded.
Don't get me wrong. You got some detractors on it now. A lot of people hate it.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a huge fan of it. I personally, with the many tournaments that I fish, I wish every tournament trail would ban it.
Really?
Because it is it's a luck bait. I mean, you somebody that... Don't pre-fish for a tournament and go out and just sling that thing, get in the right school, and win it in 5 minutes.
Right. Yeah, I was watching a video the other day, and a guy, he caught, I mean, it just in a few minutes, you know, he had, 20, I think it's 25 to 30 pounds in just a few minutes. I mean, he was catching two or three at one time.
Right. And like I said, it's a great tool to have in the toolbox.
Yeah.
It's a fun thing to fish. That's why I fish it. It's fun. It's fun to go out and catch a lot of fish on it.
Right.
As far as competition-wise,
right.
Majority of your bigger trails have outlawed it in their trails. The Alabama Bass Trail. I want to say the BFL this year has limited it. I don't think they took it completely out. I think they're limiting to 3 baits.
Okay.
And plus, too, you got to realize where you're at. Tennessee, you can only have 3 baits.
So right.
State law.
Right,
but here there's not a limit on your baits or your hooks. So
I got you. Well, if you're going to get out in the next couple of days, like you know we talked about earlier, that's going to be it's going to warm up a little bit. It should be good days to fish. If you're not fishing the Alabama rig, you know what would you want to be fishing on Gunnersville or Smith or any of the lakes?
Smith Lake, you want to be throwing an Alabama rig or a single small swim bait right now.
Okay,
out on the main lake point because the big spots are schooling up out there. And they're suspended.
Okay.
Right. It's getting spoon time.
I see.
Find them on a graph, drop a half-ounce War Eagle spoon down on their head.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Right now, you can go to, if you just want to have fun, you can go to Gunnersville, get on any bridge. I've never seen this many shad in my life and stripe.
Uh-huh.
You can catch a fish. It won't be a bass.
Right.
You can catch a fish every single drop.
Wow.
The shad are so thick, it's unreal. I caught some gizzard shad today that were over 2 pounds. I took a bunch of pictures. I had some of the biggest gizzard shad I've ever seen.
Wow. Great time to take a kid then, isn't it?
Hey, take them and have fun. You can really go have some fun right now. Take a young kid because he ain't got a cast.
Right.
Just drop it straight under the boat, and all he's got to do is pretty much reel it up, and he's got a fish on it.
Wow. That makes me want to go. I'm not a kid anymore, but
well, like the bass aren't really there, real
yeah.
hard yet. But you can go catch stripe and shellcracker and shad and drum all day long.
Wow! Oh, that, like I say, if you got a kid or you know of one that loves to fish, now would be a great time to take them.
Perfect time.
Exactly. So umbrella rig at Smith, and what did you tell us?
A single swim bait.
Single.
A little 4-inch single swim bait on about a 1/2 ounce head, and just. Fish it like a crankbait right now.
I got you. Okay. Anything about Pickwick or any of those lakes?
Pickwick's all current dependent. They got to be pulling water right now to really start catching.
Uh-huh.
And they have been pulling water. Majority on Pickwick and Wilson the last week or so has been live bait fishing. So.
Oh, okay.
Go catching live shad and drifting. It's the easiest bite.
Right. Okay. Well, great. Well, thanks, Rex. Hey, anything else you want to throw out at us?
Hey, nothing coming up.
No tournaments or anything coming up?
Nothing major.
Okay, well, good deal. Well, hey, Rex, I appreciate you.
Let me take that back.
Okay.
Black Friday.
It's something for the guys to do.
Right. Friday after Thanksgiving, waterfront boat ramp on Gunnersville.
Gunnersville.
We had a good crowd last year. I figure we'll have at least 25 boats, maybe more this year.
Yeah.
$60.
$60.
It's a little wildcat tournament. We've started doing. That's going to be a yearly thing. So.
Great. Hey, what time?
You haven't got to go shopping. Go fishing.
I heard that.
Daylight till three.
Hey, that'd be a great place for the guys to go.
There you go.
That sounds good. Hey, thanks, Rex. I appreciate
all
it,
right.
bud.
All right.
Hey, talk to you. Hey, Rex, we won't be here next Thursday, so have a great Thanksgiving.
All right, y'all.
All right, man. See you. Thanks. There you go, guys. There's something for you to do. That's something for us to do, Jason, on Black Friday.
Yeah, anything beats shopping.
You got that right.
All right, let's go to a break. Come back. Got a little more football in the air. Sports Talk Live, Thursday edition, 95.5, Coleman.
Join Live 95 Thanksgiving Day as we begin a new tradition here in Coleman. Based on a true incident in his life that began on Thanksgiving Day in 1965 and which inspired a 1969 movie of the same name, Arlo Guthrie recorded Alice's Restaurant in 1967. Tune in at 12 noon or 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day to hear Alice's Restaurant right here on Live 95, Coleman's independent radio.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, bum, bum.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and Saturday till noon, 734-0038. 734-0038.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
We're the all-new Live 95 WRJMLP Coleman.
All right, 540, and Runny eating on Bud's best cookies. Wasn't ready for to be back on.
Got a mouthful.
Yeah. Hey, Ryan, let's do this.
All right.
Let's give a bonus moolah clue.
Bonus moolah. It's a holiday season.
That's right.
You're in a giving mood.
That's right.
It's easy to give away somebody else's money.
That's right. As long as we're giving away people's bank money.
It don't matter.
No, we'll give away all day
long.
That's
right.
Till they cut it off.
That's right. Till the well runs dry.
Here is the bonus question. Here is the bonus
clue.
Clue for where's moolah. All right. The name of the city where moolah is located is very close to the type of a phone.
It'll make you think just a second.
Right. The name of the city where moolah is located is very close to a type of phone. So there you go. Put that together with all the others.
Put that in your pipe and smoke on it.
Smoke it. I think somebody will solve it.
I do too. Hey, the number, if you think you know it, 737-9951. So, Jessica, you took a good shot at it. Get somebody else to call on your family to take another shot.
How about this? Since we're in the bonus mood.
Oh, my goodness.
Since we're in the bonus mood.
You get that way every now and then.
Yeah. Call today. Take as many stabs at it as you want. But you can't take but one per call.
One per call. So well, if you get on the phone, you just...
call back again. And
oh, okay. Again. I thought you meant if they called you, they could just keep guessing time after time.
No. You can guess one time per call, but if you want to hang up, call us right back.
Oh, I thought
again.
Okay, I thought you were in the...
And while we're in the giving mood.
Yes.
Enjoy this one because the next Moolah contest is going to be limited to somebody who has never won.
Is that one going to be $50 too?
It'll be $50. Let's up that one to
$75.
Not this one. The next one, as soon as this one is solved, you cannot be a previous winner on Sports Talk Live. Now, when I say previous winner, I'm talking about Moolah. I'm talking about T-shirts. I'm talking about...
So it's got to be somebody that's never won at anything.
Somebody that's got luck about like I do.
Okay. You're trying to help somebody out, aren't you?
If I have 99 chances in a drawing out of 100, that one that I don't have is going to be the one drawn out. So.
But now, okay, but now the one we're going to hide before the Christmas holidays.
Is open to anybody.
It's open to any and everybody. Is that going to be mentally hidden or is that going to be?
That will be physically hidden.
Physically hidden.
Out in the cold.
Brr.
Yeah. I know I won't be hunting.
No.
Of course, it wouldn't make sense for me to hide it and then hunt it. That'd go back to Emma's hide and seek.
Yeah. Hey, so if you want to take a shot at it, 737-9951. That is the phone number.
Why don't you run back over all the clues again and bring everybody up to date in case
somebody's
joining us?
We'll both have to do them. What was the first clue?
The first one, my memory is about as long as my little finger. The first one was you might look for moolah in a place it would float.
Yeah. And the next clue was, if you're looking for moolah, you might have to buy a ticket.
Okay, and my next clue was what, Ronnie?
It was the one you gave earlier today.
Yeah, it was. Did you not write them down?
No, I didn't.
All right, go ahead and give. I'll give you. Go ahead and give your.
My clue is if you're looking for moolah, you'll probably see somebody in a uniform.
Right, I still don't remember I give. It must have been a Jim Dandy.
It must have been. We'll come back.
But the last one, the city it's located in, is very close to a type of phone.
Phone. Yep. That's a good clue. 737-9951. And when Jason or I think of the clue that Jason gave earlier today, we have Jessica to call back and tell us what the clue was.
What was that? I don't know. Let's move on to football.
All right, move on to football. 737-9951. It's 5:44, so you've got, 15 minutes to win $50.
Auburn, a 38-point favorite this weekend over Samford, Pat Sullivan coach team. What do you think, Ronnie?
I don't think
Auburn cover?
No.
Boy, how do you... I'm going to say Auburn covers.
You want to say they cover that one?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I think it's going to be 41-10, 41-7.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be that much.
38 is a lot of points.
It is.
Especially with Auburn's defense.
Samford don't score some, you would think.
You're prone to score at any time.
That's right.
Is the Alabama line out? Let me look and see.
I do not know.
What would you say the Alabama line is? If you were setting the line.
I would say it's at least 35 to 38.
Oh, I'm going to say it's going to have to get in the
40s. You think it's in the 40s?
I'm going to say 45. And there may not even be a line.
It may not be.
Auburn last year played the same Western Carolina team. I think the line was 42, 43 last year. And Auburn was up 41, 42, nothing at halftime. So. And I don't see an Alabama line. There may be one.
I guess they don't want to go that route then.
Which reminds me, when I speak of Alabama, Eddie called in earlier, and I was supposed to text him when the line was free because he's in a place unable to listen.
So. Oh. Is he back in, is he the same place he was Tuesday?
He's drinking milk.
They had a good supply on Tuesday, I think.
UAB playing host to Marshall. UAB, a 20-point dog.
Yeah. They're playing at UAB.
Yeah, playing at UAB. That would be a good game to go.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. And wouldn't have to fight the crowd.
No, you wouldn't do that. There might be 20,000 there.
Did you get a chance to catch the Cleveland Cavaliers last night?
No, I knew they were playing San Antonio.
I turned it on perfectly. Caught the last 30 seconds of it. And LeBron, San Antonio shooting free shots up one with 10 seconds. They hit the first one, miss the second one. They get the ball, dish it out to LeBron. He goes behind his back at half court and loses the ball, and San Antonio wins the game.
I knew it was close.
All right, Eddie is on the line. I'm telling you, this man is. Eddie, are you drinking milk today?
Not for about 15 more minutes.
15 more minutes.
I'm sitting in the Outback Fultondale parking lot talking to you.
Oh, all right.
I meet some female company here in a minute and maybe participate in some light milk. Just one or two.
Yeah. I didn't know what we were going to go there. So
that was it. Yeah. I had to get on to somebody about the extravagant use of language the other night when I got off the phone. you just got me kind of booted off a radio program.
What's going on, Eddie?
Not much. I was just calling to say, hey, I think the committee actually got their sense together a little bit. The other night, Tuesday night.
I agree. I think all of them are correct.
Ronnie's still enjoying a Bud's cookie if you heard him crunching there.
Yeah, he kind of went out there, Jay.
Yeah.
I can't believe Ronnie didn't know Fran was the head coach at Texas State, though. He's not keeping up with people.
Who?
I believe on Franchione.
I did not know he's at Texas State.
You know, I couldn't remember if it was him or Coker, but it was Fran. Coker's at another one, but yeah, Fran's at Texas State.
Wow.
That's a good place for him, in my opinion.
And so we'll pull for Arkansas State to definitely destroy
him. Yeah. Hey, I think he would have done, if his wife had been happy in Tuscaloosa, I think he would have done a good job in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, if it weren't for Bryant Jr. and Drummond and a few other people, probably.
That's true. That is.
You know, that's right. They finally had to bring somebody in and tell the rest of the good old boys to shut up a little bit.
Right.
And just coach. That's what turned around the program.
Exactly. Hey, Eddie, do you think now that we've got, Alabama sitting at one, and let's say they win out, and let's say Mississippi State sitting at four and they win out, do you see two SEC schools in it?
Nope.
That's pretty simple.
Yeah, I mean, I just, and I was wrong the other night when I said the way they were going to come out. We both kind of said the way it went out. I think I may have had FSU, too. I can't remember. But, it's also market, the Ohio market, that Midwest market for TV ratings. You know, you can't tell me that's not going to be involved in it.
Sure.
You know, they're going to throw in conference champion, even though they lost to Virginia Tech at home. And if Mississippi State, the traps to be, if Mississippi State's only loss to Alabama in Tuscaloosa.
Right.
You know,
it
would be a shame, but I just think, and you guys may agree or disagree, I just think that politically they're going to jump Ohio State over.
Oh, I agree with you.
Over Mississippi State because of market, but I think they would definitely do it with Ohio State.
One of the guys that called in earlier from, I don't know if it was Dan from the Chicago area or if it was Greg, out on the West Coast, that's exactly what he said. He thinks that Ohio State will end up in the playoff.
And, the crazy part was, they make such a big deal and they jump. And, I mean, I understand Minnesota is now a three-loss top 25 team, but they barely got out of that game.
Exactly right.
They did destroy Minnesota. And so, the eye test, Mississippi State did not look that good on the eye test. They got a lot of dinks and dunks underneath for yardage. And they didn't look good, but they still played the now number one team in the country all the way to an onside kick on the road.
Right.
That's where the SEC's having trouble with this 14 format. We kind of talked about it a few times. I hope I'm wrong, Ronnie, but I just don't think. I think if Ohio State goes unbeaten, wins the Big Ten with 14 teams, they will be in the playoffs.
I agree with you completely. You know as well as I do, and we've talked about it many times, or Jason has, the country's fed up with SEC football anyway, so what's the chances of two SEC teams getting into the first playoff? I just don't think it's going to happen.
I agree. Now, Ronnie, how is Jason today? You know, he has tickets for sale, and I've tried to talk him off the ledge. Tell him it's going to be a good game. Is he doing okay?
Well, he might be a little bit better, but
I'm all smiles today.
I think he's on some meds now.
The medication has kicked in, and the depression is gone. Kathy has took the rope down from the
milk.
Yeah. Hey, Eddie. This weekend, Alabama-Auburn, nothing really interesting there. What game will you be watching this weekend?
Missouri, Tennessee.
I've kind of figured that.
Mm-hmm.
Got a little interest in that.
Missouri.
Yeah.
Do you think Missouri wins out?
Probably not, but I'm pulling for them.
Right. Yeah.
I think Arkansas has a better shot at Tennessee, to be honest with you. Tennessee's improved. I've still not completely jumped on that bandwagon yet. But Arkansas scares me for anybody right now.
I agree. That's what we were talking about earlier. They are by far the best 5-win team in college football.
Isn't it crazy? It's crazy. Well, you know, they should have beat Bama.
Right.
Should have definitely beat A&M.
Absolutely.
Should have beat Mississippi State. I mean, you know, there's a lot of shoulda, couldas in there.
Yep.
And they definitely are. They're good football teams. If they could pass the ball a little bit better, they'd be hard to deal with.
Exactly.
But I think he's building something down there.
Right. Hey, Eddie, while you're there, Outback, if you're there, you know, say at 8 or 8:30 tonight, you can watch Alabama basketball. They're playing Southern Miss. You know, you might get somebody changing over the.
I should proud JSU beat Alabama girls basketball.
Hey, absolutely.
Can't say I don't pull for Alabama and everything. I had my JSU hat on flying that night. But tell Jason that I think this is going to be a really good Iron Bowl and not get too upset or too nervous.
Yeah, he sold his tickets.
Good football game.
Yeah,
he got Ruby's tickets, Eddie.
Are they gone?
Yeah, they're gone.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Jason, at the funeral today, somebody told me that I can't think of her name. She goes, "I've had so much entertainment watching you and Jason Spiegel on Facebook."
Yeah, it has been entertaining.
And she goes, "It's just funny how bad you two make everybody gets so mad at you two, and you guys are just pulling their strings."
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know what? If people wouldn't respond or wouldn't act like it bothered them, we wouldn't do it anymore.
No. That's the fun in it.
Hey, and Eddie, I said today, and this is the honest truth, you know it is a bad Auburn season. It's a lot like Chizik's last year when the Alabama fans stop aggravating you.
And, I know, you feel bad. You know, last year when you were really on your roll, I was having people send me private messages and things to post on Facebook to turn you up with.
Yeah, and I had to.
It didn't mean anything in private besides the Nick Marshall stuttering things. That's the only thing. Everybody gets too mad at me over that one.
Oh.
But don't feel bad, Eddie. I had private messages wanting me to send stuff to you, too. So.
So, you know, I guess we're the only two stupid enough to come out after each other.
Oh.
I did get a kick when they said I've had more fun just you and Jason's entertainment on Facebook going back and forth making everybody mad.
Hey Eddie, talking about the Alabama Auburn game, the Iron Bowl next weekend? Who do you have? I know it's a silly question.
I'm picking Auburn.
There you go, Eddie.
Auburn. I'm taking Auburn in the point, honey. That's what I'm doing.
I hear
Auburn and the 10.
That may be it may be a good choice there to take the points.
No. I think Alabama's gonna win. I think Alabama's has got probably too much. Auburn's defense is so suspect. I don't think they can load the box on us and stop us from running, and I don't think they can I don't really think that they can stop us passing either.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't see any Auburn stopping anybody. The only thing we can hope for is a turnover and then cash it in every time we get the ball. So,
well, hey, Eddie. Go have fun. I'm going to go meet this girl.
Yeah, we're about 4 minutes. So we've got to take a quick break.
See you, Eddie.
Thanks,
all right, Eddie. See you, bud. Bye.
All right, going to a quick break. Come back, wrap it up for Thursday. We'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful.
Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com. Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800. It's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
All right, 5:58, 2 minutes to go in the show, and we have Sandy on the line wanting to take a shot at Moolah. Sandy, we're going to have to move this real quick, so what do you got?
USS Alabama Battleship in Mobile.
You got it.
Yay!
Yeah, you're the winner.
Thank you. Roll Tide, Jason.
Hey, War Eagle. Hey, you know how this operates. You can drop by the office and pick it up, or we can mail it, but you'll probably be better off, the way my memory is, to drop by and pick it up. So.
I'll pick it up tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
All right, a winner.
There it was.
The Battleship.
Ship Alabama. All right, we're running out of time. We got to do our picks.
All right,
here,
let's
Justin,
do it.
Okay. All right, we've got doing our SEC picks this week. Alabama or Western Carolina?
Oh, that's a tough one, but I'll take Alabama.
I thought you would. Auburn. I'm sorry. Arkansas or Ole Miss?
Arkansas in an upset.
Oh. All right. Auburn against Samford.
Auburn.
That's who I got. Florida against Eastern Kentucky.
Florida.
Me
wins
too.
One for the Gipper.
That's it. Georgia against Charleston Southern.
Georgia.
I agree. Kentucky does not play. LSU does not play. Mississippi State. Vandy. Vandy at Mississippi State.
Take this one to the bank.
Mississippi
State.
All right. Missouri at Tennessee. Missouri
at
Tennessee.
That's going to be a good one, and I'm going to go with the Volunteers.
You're going with Tennessee.
I want Georgia in that championship game.
Right, yeah. South Carolina against South Alabama.
South Carolina by 24.
All right. Texas A&M is open. And, again, Vandy is at Mississippi State, and we both picked Mississippi State. So there are our picks for this week.
All right. It's time to call it a week. Run it. Let's roll out of here. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Until Tuesday.
That's it.
War Eagle.
And Roll Tide.
We'll see you next week, folks. Have a great weekend.
the way I look. No sound but the sound of his feet. She comes ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? I stand here on the edge of the seat. Out the doorway, push right to the sound of the beat. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
WRJM LP Coleman.
People live below me, up above me to the side. Even if I wanted to, I got no place good to hide. Concrete is my color and commerce it's my pride. Get me out of here. Should look like this. Get me out of here. From a subway steamy kiss. Take me to the country and dip me in some bliss. Get me out of here. Cause I can't live like this. Alone along the crowded streets amongst the circus freaks. Jezebel and Clark.
Clarabelle and they were begging Mr. Please, you can help me too. I said I gave them my TV. Get me out of here. No one should live like this. Get me out of here. From a subway steamy kiss. Take me to the country and dip me in some bliss. Get me out of here.
Satellite strung from the moon.